Can you, the name of your town, city, or county where you currently reside?
Okay, that's McGee, Arkansas, Deschey County.
Okay. And how long have you lived here?
I've lived in Deschey County for, I guess, about 50 years.
All right, okay. And can you tell us just a little bit about your background?
Well, I was born of Italian immigrants. They were brought into Lake Village, to a big plantation in Lake Village, and were indentured farmers. They were brought over to farm for this man who owned this plantation, but they were exploited. They were had to use a commissary. They had to buy from that. They were told that they could buy land to farm on, but the interest and all was so high that it took them forever to try to even pay out what they owed. You know, just like after the slaves were freed, they were treated the same way. So it was just a continuation of that. And we left Lake Village and moved to Tiller. Well, Tiller, I don't know whether you know anything about Tiller, but it was in the 30s, it was the richest town in the United States. It was made up of big farm owners, and they were, of course, white men. Well, we moved there when I was 6 years old, and the story goes that they got together at church one Sunday, the Baptist church, most of them belonged to the Baptist church, and said, this family is moving in, they're Italians, and they're Catholics. Well, see, they were only white Anglo-Saxon Protestants is what they were. So I know what it is to move into a place that was different. And I remember not long after we got there, I started school in the first grade, and I came home crying because everybody kept making fun of me because I was olive complexioned and black-eyed and black hair. And I remember coming home crying, telling Daddy everybody was making fun of me. And I never will forget, my father and mother only went through the eighth grade because they had to stop and help with the farms. And he said, sis, you have to respect yourself before other people will respect you. And he said, do you understand what I'm saying? And I said, well, no. I mean, I didn't know what respect. So he tried to explain it to me that first you've got to conduct yourself in such a way that people will know that you think something of yourself and are projecting it for others. I mean, that wasn't exactly what he said, but that's what he meant. So it seemed to, I guess it must have helped me because I didn't have any more trouble. So I have three sisters. They didn't look like Italians. They had fair complexion and they were all real pretty. I was always known as the plain one. And my daughter can't get over that. She thinks that that should make me feel terrible because everybody said, well, the plain one's Rosalie. Well, so what? I mean, beauty isn't everything, you know. And I keep trying to tell her, Lee, that doesn't make any difference. I said, a lot of people are plain that get through life okay.
So your background was in the, what kind of work did your parents do when you moved to Tiller?
Well, my father had a farm, and he also ran a filling station, and he was an excellent mechanic. So that's what he did when we got there.
Oh, great.
And then, of course, I went to the University of Arkansas.
At Fayetteville?
At Fayetteville. I went in 43. I did finish my high school. I went on to college. And then I went to med school for 2 years, and the man I married was born with a congenital heart defect, and they had told him he would live to be 25, so he kept saying, well, if we're going to get married, you need to quit and come on home and let's get married, because they didn't expect him, you know, to live. So that's what I did. So I moved to Roer in 1949, knowing absolutely nothing about the Japanese-American camp there. Nobody's talked about it. See, everything had been moved out of there, and nobody ever talked about it. So then Joe and I were married.
Okay. Now, where did you meet Joe?
I knew him Well, I knew him because he lived at Roar, and we saw each other at church at Mass. He mm-hmm. was Catholic, and so was I, mm-hmm. and we would see each other. And he came up graduated from LSU in Baton Rouge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But one summer, while I was at school at the university, he came up to take some subject, I'm not sure what. And we dated a couple of times, not very much, because there were 500 Air Force pilots, excuse me, at the university, and also 400 Army engineers. So we had a good time. The young girls quit life and had a good time.
Mm-hmm. So the plain one, huh?
The plain one. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
as I said, so we got married, and we had three children. And then he died, and we'd been married 15 years, and he died in 1965.
Mm, how old a man was he when he died?
He would have been 40, excuse me, at his next birthday.
Oh, so he outlived the prediction.
He did. He had surgery. We stayed in Johns Hopkins in Baltimore for 6 weeks. He had open heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
They had just perfected it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had just started doing mm-hmm. the surgery, and that gave him 10 years. They had told us that he would live 10 years, and he died in February. If he'd lived till October, it would have been 10 years. He had a nice long life.
Mm-hmm.
And then
So you had three children while you were in Roar?
Three children, yes.